USA Radio News with John Hunt.
World leaders are denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with President Joe Biden saying it will bring catastrophic loss of life and human suffering, and the head of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, calling it barbaric.
Once again, in the center of Europe, innocent women, men and children are dying of fear for their lives. We condemn this barbaric attack and the cynical arguments to justify it.
Japan, Australia, and Canada are among other nations that have issued statements condemning the attack, which has triggered a wave of anger across Europe, with its leaders demanding Russia immediately stop the invasion. And now China may be following Russia's lead, as Taiwan's defense ministry said that 9 Chinese aircraft have entered its defense zone just hours after Russia launched their invasion into Ukraine. The ministry said that mission involved 8 J-16 sorties and 1 Y-8 reconnaissance airplane. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com, or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that the automatic emergency braking systems on more than 1.7 million newer Hondas can stop the vehicles for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has over 280 complaints that the problem can happen in 2017 through 2019 CRV SUVs and 2018 and 19 Accord sedans. The agency announced the probe on its website. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The Conservative Political Action Conference is underway, and with a preview, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Conservatives are invading Orlando, Florida today. Roughly 20,000 Republicans will convention through Sunday as the Conservative Political Action Conference gets underway. The four-day gathering will feature discussions with titles like Fire Fauci and the Moron in Chief. State Representative Chip LaMarca says it's a chance for people to get fired up about the direction of the Republican Party and upcoming elections. President Trump is this year's headline speaker. Also on the lectern, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States Postal Service said it's now cleared the final regulatory hurdle to placing orders for next-generation mail vehicles and getting some of them on delivery routes by next year, despite pushback from the Environmental Protection Agency. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said the completion of an evaluation required by the National Environmental Policy Act is an important milestone for postal carriers who've soldiered on with overworked delivery trucks that went into service around 1987. The U.S. Postal Service's fleet comprises of more than 230,000 vehicles, including 190,000 local delivery vehicles that are due to be replaced. The decision allows the Postal Service to proceed with placing the first order that will include at least 5,000 electric-powered vehicles. Stay updated with our ever-changing world at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.